Hi, y'all. Barbara Dooley here. I was talking to my friend David from Bulldog Kia the other day, and wouldn't you know, they were telling me how they will buy your vehicle from you even if you don't buy one from them. That's amazing. You can sell your car, truck, or SUV to Bulldog Kia even if you don't want to buy one from them. Now, if you want to buy a great new or used vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia, by all means, we would love that. But you don't have to for them to buy your car. You simply get a quote for your vehicle, approve the offer, and walk out with a check in hand. It's so easy. Check them out at Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or BulldogKia.com. That's BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, February the 17th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare, essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. An investigation about a power outage in Texas, a senator and a disagreement over the minimum wage, and where the Biden regime truly stands on abortion. Federal regulators and Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced investigations in the midst of a historic power outage crisis caused by extreme cold in the central U.S. Abbott, a Republican, called for an emergency reform of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, saying that it hasn't been, quote-unquote, reliable for, quote, the past 48 hours. In other news, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia wants to meet with protesters who plan to pressure him over his opposition to a $15 federal minimum wage. Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign, said in a statement Monday, quote, "The campaign agreed to the meeting, but only if it included a diverse group of low-wage workers from the West Virginia Poor People's Campaign." Barber said the meeting could happen as early as this week. Finally, Joe Biden's long self-presentation as a devout Catholic contradicts his strong political stance backing abortion. For Archbishop Joseph Naumann, the Archbishop of Kansas City in Kansas, this means that Biden needs to acknowledge this and the bishops need to correct him. Naumann said, quote, "It would be a more honest approach from him to say that he disagreed with his church on this important issue and that he was acting contrary to church teaching." Our quote of the day comes from St. Vincent Ferrer. He said, "If you want to truly help the soul of your neighbor, you should approach God first with all of your heart. Ask him simply to fill you with charity, the greatest of all virtues. With it, you can accomplish what you desire." Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a wealthy noble in one of Italy's most wealthy and cultured cities. Yet he left that life behind him when Mary visited him and asked him to dedicate his life to God. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com Rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint of the day is Saint Alexis Falconieri. Saint Alexis was the son of Bernard Falconieri, a merchant prince of Florence. His father was one of the leaders of the Republic. His family belonged to the Guelph Party and opposed the imperialists whenever they could consistently with their political principles. Alexis grew up in the practice of profound humility. He joined the Laudacy, a pious confraternity of the Blessed Virgin. It was here that he met the six future companions of his life of sanctity. He received an apparition of the Mother of God on August the 15th, 1233, as well as his companions. The seven soon afterwards founded the Order of the Servites. St. Alexis abandoned all else and retired to La Camarcha, a house on the outskirts of the town, and then the following year to Mount Cenario. Once as a prominent citizen walking down the streets, he now walked those same streets with humility, begging alms for his brethren. His humility was so great that he refused to enter the priesthood, because he deemed himself unworthy. He lived to the great age of 110, serving his brother Servites. His work was confined to the material needs of the various communities in which he lived. In 1252, a new church at Cafaggio, on the edge of Florence, was completed under his care. He received financial assistance from Tialissimo Falconieri and St. Giuliano Falconieri. His niece was trained in sanctity under his personal direction. To show the hard work and fruits of his labor, in a few years, tens of thousands of people had enrolled themselves under the banner of the Blessed Virgin Mary into the Servite Order. He died on February the 17th, 1310, at the age of 110. His body rests near the Church of the Annunciation in Florence. Pope Clement IX declared Alexis worthy of veneration on December the 1st, 1717, along with his six companions. Pope Leo XIII canonized them all on January the 15th, 1725. Send me your news tips to ron@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.